Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And I mentioned this also last week, where all the leaders of the talked about the 10 heads and the crowns and how they give them up and all to the Antichrist. And in the middle of the tribulation, he becomes leader of the whole world, that they would say give their country or whatever over to the Antichrist to lead. He will be the leader of the known world in the middle of the tribulation on through. But the first half of the tribulation, he's starting to gain power. We see that in the first 3.5 years. And slowly, slowly, he's gaining the power and authority the first 3.5 years. And then from the second 3.5 years, he becomes the leader of the known world, the world government. And then he will be a military genius. He will be a world conqueror. Revelation 6:2, that's that first seal. Remember, it talks about those four seals. Actually, it's the six seals, and seventh seal opens up. Am I going too fast for y'all? Let me slow down. That first seal is that Antichrist, the rider on the white horse with a bow. He doesn't have heirs. He's sent forth to conquer, and he will conquer. He'll be a military genius. And we also read that in Revelation 13:1-2. He'll be a world conqueror. And then finally, he will be a religious genius, in that there will be a one world church. Revelation 13:8, 2 Thessalonians 2:4. Where all the nations of the world will worship him. And I mentioned this last week, that I still didn't look this up. I should have looked it up. The guy who wrote the little poem, there was a lady from Niger who smiled as she rode on a tiger. They went for a ride. No, they came from the ride with the lady inside and a smile on the face of the tiger. In other words, the tiger ate the lady who was riding on the back, with the thought, the picture of, that the Antichrist will be that tiger. And all the world religions, whether it's Catholicism or Islam, you name it, Buddhist, Shintoism, all the world, Protestantism, whatever that under religious garb, they will be eaten, if you so speak, by the Antichrist. He will be a one world leader. He will be, now you worship me. Are you following? And so we see that in Revelation 13:8, and we're going to go to Revelation 13 in just a minute. But there in your outline, the 2 Thessalonians 2:4. Now, his ethnicity and his sexual orientation are given. Number one, I believe he will be a Jew. I think it's very obvious. Ezekiel 21:25 and Daniel 11:37. He's also identified as an Assyrian. I'm so glad Brother Jack is here. Jack Nave is here, and he kind of reminded me about this. He mentions about an Assyrian. He could be an Assyrian, but he'll be a Jew, okay? And I would believe he will be from the tribe of Dan. Dan, not only will he be a Jew, but more specifically from the tribe of Dan. Genesis 49:16, verse 16 and 17, Jacob is blessing those boys. And Dan comes up to him, and basically Dan says, or Jacob says, Dan, you're a snake in the grass, and you're going to bite your brother's heel. Remember that? That's a prophecy. And then we see in Jeremiah, I won't have time, about Jeremiah 8:15-16, about Dan will judge his people. Judges 18:30-31 in 1 Kings 12:2, it mentions about how Dan introduced idolatry to the nation of Israel. Remember, Dan was in the northern tribe, and they said it's too hard for the people to go to Jerusalem to worship. So it was the tribe of Dan that set up idolatry for the first time in Israel. And we see that in Judges and in 1 Kings. And that's in parentheses to help explain that. The tribe of Dan is the first tribe guilty of idolatry. And then I noticed this, I mentioned this last week, and it's omitted from the list of the 12 tribes in Revelation chapter 7. And Latrice, she's typing this up, and she said, what does all that mean? I said, well, I'll explain it, because I didn't want to give you a big, long dissertation about this. But in Revelation chapter number 7, There are 144,000 witnesses are named, and they're not Jehovah's Witnesses. They are the Jehovah's Witnesses. Big difference if you can catch the drift, okay? Years ago, Jehovah's Witness thought they were, Charles Taze Russell thought, well, is that the name the guy started? Yeah, we were the Jehovah's 144,000 when they first started. Well, Jehovah's Witness grew well over 144,000 quickly, so they had to kind of redo their thinking, because after 144,000, we had to change. Anyway, I won't go into all that. But these 144,000 are from 12,000 from 12 different tribes that are listed in Revelation chapter number 7. And I mentioned there's one tribe that is not listed in Revelation chapter number 7. And that is the tribe of Dan. It's interesting. So when you read through Revelation chapter number 7, that 12,000 is from the tribe of tribe Levi, Judah, Manasseh, all these things, Nat and Naphtali, all these. The tribe of Dan is not mentioned. However, when you go into Ezekiel chapter number 48, and in Ezekiel, the last half of Ezekiel, it speaks of the millennium, the building of the temple. There will be an actual temple during the millennial reign of Christ. And in that part of Ezekiel, it talks about the measurements of the temple, the length of it, and the dimensions of the millennial temple. It talks about the sacrifices. There will be sacrifices during the millennium in that millennial temple. When that same passage of Scripture in Ezekiel chapter 48, it begins the apportionment of the property of the land in Israel. In other words, how it's divided in Israel, Israel proper. And and all the tribes are listed. You can see in Ezekiel 48 and 49, you can read it yourself, but I find it of a very interesting note. After the tribulation period, no mention of Dan. The beginning of the millennium, enter into the millennium, the thousand-year reign of Christ, the very first tribe that is mentioned is Dan. I find that fascinating. Number one, I see the forgiveness of God. God's not done with the tribe of Dan. And some other things, I won't go into that, but I have a verse in here. Where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. And Dan is not just us. Aren't you glad that God forgives us? No matter how bad you sinned, I may get in trouble for saying this. There's only one sin that cannot be forgiven, and what is that? Blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. You know what that is? It's unbelief. It's unbelief. It's what that is. It's not cussing God. No, you can be forgiven for that. Literally, blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, there is no forgiving. It's when the Holy Spirit is calling you to Christ and for salvation, and you say, no, 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 no. That sin cannot be forgiven. The only sin that cannot be forgiven is the sin of unbelief. Every other sin can be forgiven, even homosexuality. I know what Romans 1 says. I know what these other verses say. But I also know that where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. You cannot sin so far deep that God's grace cannot reach down and pick you up out of the pit. Do you believe that? So is the tribe of Dan. And then the last little note, because I didn't want to give you two sheets on, I said, this is enough for you to digest. I believe that the Antichrist will be a homosexual. There's no doubt in my mind. Daniel 11:37 says he will not have the desire of women.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come join us this Saturday, April 25th at 6 p.m. to hear Tribute Quartet. That's right, Tribute Quartet will be with us Saturday, April 25th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. All are welcome and encouraged to attend as we enjoy a wonderful evening together. That's this Saturday, April 25th at 6 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. I hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.